We went from Santa Maria to Tulare, and I guess we spent 6 months in Tulare. This must have been 42 or 43, somewhere in that neighborhood. And then off to Gila, Arizona. Both my parents, mom and dad, were there, but apparently, and then my dad actually was shipped off to Bismarck, North Dakota, because he was not a U.S. citizen. My mom was born in Barstow, California. So, but then later on, I don't know when, but she contacted tuberculosis. In fact, quite a few Japanese there in Gila had tuberculosis, you know, TB, caught TB. And so she was, all I know that she was sent to Santa Barbara Hospital in County Hospital. That because we're from Santa Maria, California, so Santa Barbara County. So that she was at the County Hospital there. So all I remember her is that actually I met my mom, or saw my mom first time when we came back from Arizona. And the all I know, my dad had various jobs apparently at the camps. I know the barracks we lived at was called 63-10D. That was a barrack number that we were assigned to, and we lived there. So when I have very little memory of that. The only memories I have are, like, I remember, I know there was an outdoor theater and it was cold. I heard coyotes howling in the background. And I remember as a kid with another friend of mine named Ron Suzuki, we used to, I don't know, once or twice, I don't know how often, but apparently there was a little bus, military bus, that went around the barracks, and this was a Caucasian guy, an American guy. He was able to, he allowed us on and ride around, and then he dropped us back, you know. So I have no idea how many times we did that, but I remember taking bus rides with him, just the two little kids, little tanks. And the only thing I can remember seeing, you know, the barbed wire fences and all that, and the towers where there were guards there. And but I have very actually little memories of actually the camp itself, you know. Well, I've seen pictures of all that, but and then of course my I had two sisters and a brother at the time. And you know, they've never spoken much of that. My brother is 4 years older than me, so he remembers a lot more. But he didn't speak too much actually. And my sister, they rarely talked about the camp experiences. Yeah.